So now we discuss a little bit what the how to handle the actions that might be generated by some of these components. Unlike mouse and keyboard events, where for mouse and keyboard events, there were a whole set of defined event names so that you gave a specific event handling function called mouse down or mouse drag. You had a specific one. In this case, you're going to have one event handling function which is going to handle the events for all the different components. And that method is called action. And you are going to define the action method to handle events from all of the components that you put in your frame that have actions that need to be handled, that have events that need to be handled. Now, there may be some question about exactly where to define the action function, because you may have a component which has some subcomponents, and one of those may have some subcomponents, and way down in there may be a button. And the button will have an event, and you can put the action method that handles that button at various places in the component hierarchy as it appears in the window. So you can put the action event right down in the code that's put up the button, or some other component which contains the subcomponent that has the button in it. And the Java system will use the action method to handle that button that is closest to the button in the hierarchy. The action method has, in general, two arguments. The first is an argument of type event. And this class, event class, has an instance variable called target, which will be the object that caused the event. You can think of it as a reference to the object that caused the event. So, for example, if you have more than one button, you can use this argument, this target, to determine which button caused the event. This other argument is listed as being of type object, which is the most general type you can have, because it varies depending on what the component is. So I can't give a real specific description of that.